This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams will be meeting with President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, this morning here in New York. That's happening at the ICE headquarters in downtown Manhattan. Our Juliet Papa is on the scene, and she joins us now live.
Linda, that's right, and a lot of press presence out here outside Federal Plaza, the federal building here. We have not seen the mayor's car arrive yet, but who we have seen go into the building are the Common Sense Caucus, the Republican caucus of the New York City Council. They apparently have a meeting with Mr. Homan earlier, and then they're going to come out and speak with us. So it remains to be seen what will, if anything, get accomplished there, what they have to say, and what they want to tell him. But the big meeting will be at 11:30 when the mayor meets with the border czar. The border czar has made it very plain that he wants a definite agreement from the mayor that the city will work in some level, whether it's with police or entities or buildings, to be able to access immigrants to get them together and deport them. And they want to be able to sidestep sanctuary city law. So we're going to have to see how that works out and who will be speaking with us when that meeting is over. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There are new questions about what party Mayor Adams will represent when he runs for re-election this year. Sources are telling the New York Times that Adams, who was registered as a Republican years ago before becoming a Democrat, is considering a move back to the Republican Party. According to the Times, conversations about a switch ramped up about the time the Justice Department dropped all the corruption charges against Adams, and that he has already had discussions with the heads of the Republican Party wings in both Manhattan and the Bronx. And there's a call on Mayor Adams to close the so-called landlord loophole on the city's climate and jobs law. Peter Sikora is the climate campaign director for the group New York Communities for Change. He's among those who believe that a carve-out in the law that allows landlords to buy renewable energy credits rather than reducing pollution in their buildings could cause emissions to go up by 50% instead of going down like the law mandates.
They should fully implement and enforce this law to reduce pollution, reduce utility bills, and create jobs. It gets building owners to invest in their properties to make them more energy efficiency and less energy wasteful.
There's been no comment from City Hall. More concerns today about the safety of lithium-ion batteries after a fire at an e-bike shop in Ridgewood, Queens. Officials say the flames broke out about 2 this morning inside the shop on Cypress Avenue and Linden Street. It took the FDNY about an hour to get it under control. In the end, no injuries were reported. Whether or not an e-bike battery is to blame for this fire is still under investigation. And Mayor Adams today is applauding his administration following the release of some new data, saying that there have been back-to-back record years of creating new affordable housing in New York City. He says that includes housing for the formerly homeless, supportive housing, and housing for seniors.
The majority of these households use city FEPs to attain stable housing, reflected a 40% increase in shelter exits using city-funded rental assistance.
The mayor says the 2 years of increases can be traced back to his administration tackling landmark housing projects and finding new ways to create affordable housing, along with the passing of pro-housing legislation. The search is on for the suspects in the shooting of a teenager in the Wakefield section of the Bronx. Police say the 15-year-old was walking along White Plains Road yesterday afternoon when two people came up, pulled out a gun, and then shot him in the leg. Police say they have no word yet on a motive. Happy and Patty the elephants. They have lived at the Bronx Zoo for the last 50 years, but it looks like they may not be there for 51. That is, if the New York Bar Association has its way. The association has sent a letter to city officials saying the elephants have been suffering and calling for them to be transferred to a sanctuary. Concern for the pair had resurfaced in recent days after some photos made the rounds on social media showing Happy laying on her side with what appeared to be a damaged foot. The zoo, though, continues to insist that both elephants are healthy and that the claims about their welfare are part of a pattern of misinformation that's being spread by outside groups.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.